Podcasting the African Way has been commissioned and curated by Radio Days Africa under the auspices of the Wits Radio Academy. The series written, researched and produced by Tlengiwe Mashinini, Nelson Maepa and Bandile Lukele. For more podcasts, content and information, go to www.radiodaysafrica.co.za. Episode 3, highlighting the importance of telling African stories.
Podcasting has discussed as a developing phenomenon in the African continent. It has great potential to relay African stories and should be used as a tool to reshape our African identity and tell our African stories authentically. I mean, who else can tell African stories better than us, Africans? The rate of podcasters has grown exponentially over the years, and one of the reasons for this growth is content. The content you create communicates your message and educates your listeners. In fact, providing high-quality content is one of the most important things you can do to attract and create interest for your podcast. To uncover why podcasting is a great means to tell African stories and how best to use it to our advantage, we speak to Melissa Mbugua, who is a co-founder of PodFest, the global summit that holds the Guinness World Records for the largest attendance for a virtual podcasting conference in 1 week. But what is PodFest though? Well, PodFest Expo is a community of people who are interested and passionate about sharing their voice and message with the world through the powerful mediums of audio and video. They are proud to unite as many people as possible to learn, get inspired, and grow better together.
Hi, I'm Melissa, co-director at Africa PodFest and podcaster at Pros and Possibilities.
So Melissa, what initially made you start podcasting?
What made me start is because I, first of all, was very curious to hear what other people have to say through podcasts. And for me, because I felt like I have interesting observations that I'm making about like leadership and what's going on in society, like cultural change. And I wanted to be able to share that with the world. And what's exciting to me about podcasting is that it just brings so much power into the hands of we, the storytellers, without many of the gatekeepers we're used to in the media world. So to me, podcasts are just exciting because they give us so much power. But at the same time, of course, we have to be so responsible with that, with what we do with that power as podcasters.
That's actually very true. And I think a lot of podcasters don't realize this, that the freedom of speech that you get through podcasting comes with a responsibility. So the cultural changes you mentioned and leadership opinions that you had, is that what drew you to the type of content that you're creating now?
Yeah. I feel like we all have a level of agency and potential to make a positive difference in our communities. And I wanted to exercise the agency that I have to, you know, like have an impact and also just like build a community of like-minded people around me. Because every generation is like, tends to say like, oh, you know, things could be like this. Wouldn't it be great if we had more freedom? Or wouldn't it be great if our education system was like this and like that? Or if our politics was like this and like that? Or if our culture was like this and like that? And it's for the serious things, but also for the frivolous, fun things. And so for me, my personal kind of drive behind trying to build out podcasts is because it's my way of making my world better.
That's absolutely amazing. And do you think as the African continent, have we used podcasting effectively to really tell our own stories, or are we just following what is being done internationally in terms of content?
I think it's a very interesting mix. So initially, the way podcasts came to Africa was through the diaspora. So a lot of the, you know, OG African podcasts have been by diaspora, who then kind of learn from what they know from out there, from the West and North America and Europe. So I would say that while initially it looked like we were modeling the existing global podcast way, what's happening more and more is that Africans are defining podcasting in our own terms. And I think in a few years, we're going to be very pleasantly surprised to see how podcasting will have taken a very different shape in Africa.
So what would you say are the limitations of podcasting, especially in the African continent? So essentially, are there any constraints in terms of podcasting in the African continent?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is just the absence of functioning systems and structures that would make the journey easier. And I say this because podcasting is part of the media universe, and it's a creative the creative practice, right? So I think that the same lack of structure that, for example, limits film and music, the music industry in Africa, just the fact that there is no, or there's very limited, first of all, policy frameworks to just encourage and support the growth of this new industry. Also, there's very limited like funding and resources and support going towards this new industry as a creative industry. So I believe that building community and starting to put in place some of those structures. So we're doing with Africa Podfest and just gathering people and what so many other in-country communities are doing, just to create master classes, creating gatherings, trying to form relationships across industries. I think that's the most important work that's going to help us overcome this barrier of just the lack of structure.
That foundation is really the most important thing for the podcasting industry. So as you mentioned, podcasting comes with a lot of responsibility. That is due to the fact that podcasting is really just an individual's freedom of speech. So how would you suggest that we best use podcasting in order to make a difference in our society?
I think that the best way is to not assume that, you know, we're here and we're better than journalists. We're not. I believe that everyone who chooses to become a podcaster should then invest in educating themselves on the ethics of journalism and professional practice. And this is also, again, one of the kind of structures that I think is very important to put in place while podcasting is taking off, is this specific learning and training and education on ethics of media.
That was Melissa Mbugua speaking all things podcasting, Podfest, and how to best tell African stories using a podcast. Catch us on our next episode where we'll be speaking about monetizing your podcast and a whole lot more.
That was Podcasting the African Way, a 5-part podcast series curated for Radio Days Africa. For more, click to radiodaysafrica.co.za.